This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
From the frozen tundra to your airwaves, it's time for 9 to Noon.
John Coon and Touchdown Packers.
The ultimate midday hangout for Packers talk, Wisconsin sports, and everything in between. He's a Super Bowl champion.
Underneath Coon for the touchdown.
A Green Bay legend.
Look at John Coon run for the first down and keep it going. Moving the pile all the way to the six-yard line.
And Lambeau's favorite fullback, John Coon. He's bringing the heat, the humor, and just the right amount of chaos. Rami Makhlouf. Together, they're breaking it all down, debating every angle, and having a little fun while doing it. This is 9 to Noon on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network.
I think you're always leaning on past experiences, and certainly it was a tough lesson a year ago in regards to what we lost going into the wild card round. But yeah, absolutely, you lean into those, and then kind of the state of the team as well. So I think there's a lot of variables that get thrown into play. I know a lot of people have different difference of opinions on what is the best route, and ultimately we got to make what the best decision is for us.
Hour three of 9 to Noon without John Coon. One more day without our fullback. He is celebrating the holidays with the family. He held it down last week while Brandon and I were out. We're holding it down this week. We'll get the whole gang back together, be back to full strength on Monday, and to get you ready for playoff football starting then. But there is one more game before that. And you heard Matt LaFleur there talking about sitting Jordan Love and the starters in Sunday's game against the Minnesota Vikings. Joining us now on the guest hotline, powered by Gruber Law, one call, that's all. He's the voice of your Green Bay Packers, and you'll hear him along with John Coon on the call for that game on Sunday on the Packers Radio Network. Pleasure to welcome in Wayne Larrivee. Wayne, how are you this morning, sir? Happy New Year to you.
Doing good. Happy New Year, guys.
What did you think of the decision to sit Jordan Love and the starters? Was that what you were expecting, Wayne, or was there a part of you that was wondering with Jordan Love having already missed, you know, two-plus games with the concussion, that maybe you want to get him and some of the other starters out there and lean on shaking rust versus getting some rest for your guys?
Yeah, you know, I could have gone either way on it. To be honest with you, I'd understand how they were, you know, preparing for the playoffs and that type of thing. But I also don't, it's hard to go into the playoffs. Let's say they lose in Minneapolis. The backups aren't good enough to get it done against the Vikings team that's playing, you know, lights out its last game of the season, that type of thing. You know, it'd be hard to go into the playoffs on a four-game losing streak. And, you know, but I think they know their team. They're around these guys every day. They know what's at stake, and so I think they're making the best decision they can. When they made this decision, and of course, what I kept thinking about was, what about, you know, what happened last year with Christian Watson? You know, you're playing him and Jordan Love and some other starters for about a half or so, and all of a sudden, Watson goes down, and that's a major piece of your offense that's gone. And that's the risk when you face a game like this, and you're going to, okay, we want to keep our guys sharp, and let's play them, but, you know, somebody goes down, and then what do you do?
Wayne, on that topic, you mentioned, you know, not wanting to get a player injured like we saw in Christian Watson. The last game we saw from Jordan Love, Wayne, and I know you were there, you were on the call, it was the Midway Miracle down there in Chicago. He goes out with that concussion from that hit against Austin Booker. That was back on December 19th, I believe it was, Wayne. His next game is likely going to be on January 11th when they take on either the Bears or the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, Jordan Love, after practice, at his locker, so he's not worried about the rust, you know, because he's played all year. But almost a month, Wayne, that we'll see Jordan Love take actual game reps under center for the Green Bay Packers, and it will be in a postseason game. Is there any concern with you with Jordan Love and shaking that off and having to shake that off in a win or go home situation?
I don't think so. I think his preparation, knowing how he gears up for a game, that kind of thing, I think he'll be okay. I don't think that'll be a major factor. You know, we haven't seen him play for about a month, if that's the case. And so we'll have to – the result will tell you one way or the other. I mean, I'm just speculating. I think he'll be fine. I think he'll play well. He's been playing well all year.
Talking with Wayne Larrivee, voice of your Green Bay Packers, on the Packers Radio Network here on 9 to noon. And Brandon mentioned there, it'll be either the Bears or the Eagles in that first round game, and a trip to Chicago or Philadelphia for that one, depending on the outcomes of Sunday's games, a Bears win or an Eagles loss, and you're going to Chicago. If the Bears lose and the Eagles win, you're going to be headed to Philadelphia. On paper, Wayne, do you see one of those two as a better matchup and the team you'd rather see the Packers face in that wild card round of the playoffs?
Yeah, I'd rather see them go to Chicago. I think they have a feel for the Bears a little better, even though they played the Eagles, what, three times in the last calendar year or so. But, you know, the Bears are a situation where they know they can play with them. And, in fact, they had them beat down to the final 2 minutes in Chicago without Micah Parsons. But here's the other caveat to that. And the Eagles are rounding into form, at least defensively. The Bears are ascending. And if you saw that game from San Francisco, I believe it was Sunday night, all these days this week get messed up. But they went into that game and they played the Niners lights out, both those teams. I'm not sure San Francisco and Chicago aren't the two best teams in the NFC. I'm not sure about that.
Talking with Wayne Larrivee, voice of your Green Bay Packers, on the Gruber guest hotline. One call, that's all. Wayne, the Packers will take on the Vikings in Minnesota, as we talked about it. Jordan Love, we know, is not playing. The list of who's not to be playing will be determined on Sunday, according to head coach Matt LaFleur. Is there a player and or players that you would be keeping your eye on Sunday? I know it kind of feels, Wayne, like a preseason game, if I'm being honest. And usually with these games, I like to stick to one or two guys that I want to keep my eye on. For me, I'm curious if they're going to force feed or try to force feed Matthew Gold and maybe build his confidence going into the postseason and in next season. I'll also be keeping my eye on Jordan Morgan, who I think is the future at left tackle. Are there a list of players or player that you're going to be watching on Sunday in a game that is quote-unquote meaningless but could mean something for those players going forward?
Yeah, I agree, and I put Belton in that group as well.
Another good one, yeah.
At right guard, he, you know, that those young guys on the right side of the offensive line, they were a little shaky at the start when they went in two games ago, but as they settled, they really played pretty well, and they've given the Packers, you know, a nice ability to run the football, because they're physical players. Belton's big; he's physical. And that type of thing. So I think those would be two guys I would look at. Yes, Matthew Golden. I want to get Golden on track. I want to get him his first touchdown. I want to get that guy going. And you know, it's been a weird season.
He's playing with his old college NFL quarterback, too, Wayno. I mean, he's going to play with Clayton Tune. He caught a couple of touchdowns with him in Houston. Yeah. So maybe there's a little bit of rapport. Maybe we can get him back on track with Matthew Golden here this week.
Yeah, Matthew played at Houston. It's so hard to follow college players. You forget. Yeah, he came out of Texas. He only played a year at Texas, 2 years at Houston, 2 years at whatever you name, you know, all these other things. It's getting real hard. But, yeah, Clayton Tune, interesting prospect, I think. We didn't see much of him in the Baltimore game, and the interception he threw was not his fault. That was a catchable ball. Bo Melton should have had that, and Bo would be the first to tell you that. But this is going to be good to get a look at him, see what he's got, see if he's a prospect to be your backup next year. This is a big game for Clayton Tune, I think, and he's going to be going up against a defense that is playing really well right now. You could argue the Minnesota Vikings defense over the last month has been the best defense in the National Football League. And they're playing that way. They and Philadelphia are just absolutely smoking it on defense. So, yeah, I'd like to see these guys going up against that defense make a few plays. And I think that would be outstanding for them and for the team, because it would give you some clarification of what role they might be able to play next year.
Wayne, how do you explain the I guess the absence of Matthew Golden in this offense being a first round pick? Because you would think the opportunities would be there with all the injuries that the Packers have had to their wide receiver core and
early in the year.
Yeah, and you throw Tucker Kraft in there, you would think there would be an opening for him and for Matt LaFleur in terms of drawing up some plays for him to be a bigger part in the offense.
He got injured. He had a shoulder injury midseason that really kind of took the starch out of his sails, and I think that had more impact on it, on Matthew not getting as involved with the offense as anything. The other factor was, all right, Christian Watson comes back. He's playing that role now. He's the playmaker. And, you know, Dontayvion Wicks, until he got dinged up recently, he was playing pretty well, I thought. And Tucker Kraft, early in the season, he was the focal point of that offense, especially without Watson. There are a lot of guys that were ahead of Matthew Golden, and even a first-round draft choice wide receiver. Not everybody's Justin Jefferson or Ja'Marr Chase, where they come out of college as a top pick and just absolutely blossom. It takes most receivers a year or two. And with Matthew, he had a lot of veterans who had experience ahead of him on that receiver tree. And so I think that's part of the reason why we haven't seen as much of him. I would love to see a lot of him on Sunday.
Talking with Wayne Larrabee on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. You talk about Matthew Golden there. Matt LaFleur talking about Matthew Golden, saying he's got a bright, bright future this morning at his press conference. So maybe we'll see some MG this week. But Matt LaFleur, Wayne, it's kind of been the discussion amongst a lot of Packer fans. What do you think the job he's done this year, and do you think he could potentially be coaching for his future in this year's postseason game?
I don't have a feel for that, and I'm being honest with you, because nobody has a real feel for that, because the man calling the shot, we don't know. He doesn't have – we haven't seen him in this role outside of the last number of months, right? I think Ed Policy has done what everyone thought he would do, and that is take a look at – and once he got the job, to take a look at the entire organization. And obviously they're looking at everything, especially on the football side, coaching as well as the GM position. But I thought, you know, I think Matt has done some of his best coaching in the last month of the season or so. I mean, they did a heck of a job getting that game plan together and really outperforming the Broncos for half of that game in Denver. And then things fell apart, and especially when Parsons went down. Then the next week you go to Chicago. Now you're admittedly undermanned. You don't have the most dominant player on your team. And by the way, you don't have four or five of the top 10 players on your team in that game. And yet here they are. They construct a tremendous game plan. They put their guys in a position to win. The guys play their butts off. And in the end, it comes down to fielding an onside kick. And unfortunately, it didn't get fielded properly. And the Bears took over and they had their opening to win the game, to steal it, basically. But I think they've done some really good coaching. I thought from going from that Minnesota game to the Detroit game, those were two vastly different game plans. You know, against Minnesota, you could tell within two series that the Vikings had no chance. So the only way they had a chance is if the Packers gave them one. And LaFleur said, we're going to run the football. Oh, and by the way, we've got a field goal kicker. We need to kind of get him on track down the stretch. So he hits a plethora of chip shot field goals. And it's like when you're a golfer and you're missing putts. You just need to hear the ball hit the bottom of the damn cup once, and that can get you going. And that's what they did with the field goal kicker. He hasn't missed since. He's hit 12 in a row. They won comfortably over the Vikings, dominated them. Then the next week went to Detroit, where they knew they'd have to be aggressive. Aggressive in play calling, aggressive in every facet of the game, and they were. And they beat the Lions fair and square on Thanksgiving Day. And that was a better Lions performance Thanksgiving Day than an opening day in Green Bay. And they still won. So I think that was a really – what I'm trying to say is I think Matt's done his best coaching in the last month or so of the season, even though we've got some losses here. But, some of that's – sometimes you run out of people when it's not how many injuries you have, it's who goes down. Right. That's the key. And they've lost five of their top 10 players.
Talking with Wayne Larrabee, voice of the Packers, for a few more minutes here on 9 to noon on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network. Wayne, you said earlier in this conversation you're not sure that the Bears and the 49ers aren't the best teams in the NFC. It's a weird year in the NFL, Wayne, and one of the things I've been trying to remind Packers fans who packed up their Super Bowl hopes when Micah Parsons went down with a torn ACL is there are no unbeatable teams in this year's NFL, and even without a Micah Parsons, there isn't a team, in my opinion, Wayne, that I look at and I go, no way the Packers beat them on any given week. The difficulty level definitely went up with an injury like that. But as you look around the conference and you look around the NFL, do you see either A, like a clear-cut favorite in this league, and B, a team that you look at and you go, yeah, no, the Packers can't beat them without a Micah Parsons and all the other injuries that you just talked about there?
I don't see a great team in the NFL this year. And I think that's why we've seen so many upsets, or what is perceived to be an upset, that kind of thing. It's why, you know, teams have run hot and cold all year. Month and a half ago, the Rams were the best team. Patriots were the best team in the AFC. Then Buffalo goes in and beats them. Meanwhile, the Rams have lost a couple of games. Seattle looks to me to be a very solid team, both sides of the ball, and I think that's a team that could really make some hay in the playoffs. But I don't think they're playing at the top of their game since they won that epic battle with the Rams. I think San Francisco and Chicago are playing their best football right now, and that's what you want. That's what you want to see. So, but are they unbeatable? No. Philadelphia is rounding into form, at least defensively. But if you look at that Buffalo game, they're up 21-0 at halftime. I think they were 21-0 going into the fourth quarter, and Buffalo almost beat them. They came within a two-point conversion of beating them. But that Buffalo, that defense in Philadelphia is just outstanding in the way they have come together. So I don't see any major unbeatens. You know, New England's probably the best of the AFC, but they've lost at home to Buffalo. And if they play Buffalo in the playoffs, they could lose again. I don't know what direction this is going to go, because it's the most wide open I've ever seen a league going into the playoffs.
Well, with all that being said, Wayne, and you mentioned one of the best jobs Matt LaFleur's done as far as coaching goes, and the Packers being able to fight through adversity through all these injuries, and you know, your confidence in Jordan Love to turn it on come the postseason. I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit here, Wayne, only because I love you and I respect you. What is your confidence level in this Packers team, 1 through 10, if you had to pick going into the postseason, with all of those things you've laid out with the NFC, with the injuries, with the rust, or maybe not rust, with Jordan Love, but with an open field as far as potentially getting to the Super Bowl in the NFC, your confidence level for the Green Bay Packers is what, Wayne?
Well, I'm supposed to say 100%, right?
That's the company line, yes.
Yeah. Why would I say anything else?
Fair.
All right, then let me ask you this, Wayne. Do you have a prediction for Sunday, or is that a losing effort with all the starters that the Packers are going to be sitting on Sunday to try and predict how this game will play out?
I think it's a preseason game for the most part.
Yeah.
With one team probably playing a little more intentionally to win, and that would be the Vikings. It's been a lost season. And the thing you have to understand about the Minnesota Vikings, from top to bottom, their roster is probably the best in the NFC, certainly the NFC North, and maybe the NFC, especially that defense. But when you struggle at the quarterback position as they have, that undermines everything. And that's where the Vikings are saying, okay, do we think J.J. McCarthy showed us enough in the last 2.5 games before he got injured again? And that's another thing about J.J. McCarthy. Can he play? Well, even if he can he stay healthy? I think not, based on the track record. I think not. But Minnesota has to make that determination. But I think they want to go out, and I know Flores feels like this could be his last game as their defensive coordinator, and they have a lot of pride and veterans on that side. And by the way, they're the most expensive, from a cost standpoint, defense in the NFL. Yeah. They want to go out big. So, you know, and the Packers, they're doing what they're looking to the future with the players they're playing, trying to figure out, hey, can this guy fit? Can this guy do what we need him to do? That kind of thing. So the agenda is different. Unlike a regular season game normally, where the agenda is one thing, win the damn football game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The agenda is different in this one. It seems to me now, Matt LaFleur will tell you, whoever they send out there, they're sending them out to win. I understand that. But, the agenda is a little bit different than Minnesota.
That is Wayne Larrabee, the voice of the Green Bay Packers. Hear him on the call for Packers and Vikings Sunday afternoon from Minneapolis. And our guest for the last few minutes on the guest hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. Wayne, when you talk to John on Sunday, tell him we miss him, and we look forward to getting him back on the show on Monday, my friend.
All right, I'll tell him that. He's obligated. He's got to be there. I'll make sure I remind him of that obligation.
Appreciate you, Wayne. Thanks so much. There's Wayne Larrabee, the voice of the Green Bay Packers. Yeah, he is obligated to be here on Monday, to be on the call on Sunday, and to be back here with Brandon and myself on Monday when we will be talking playoff football. But before that, the Packers have a game on Sunday, and they've decided to sit Jordan Love and quote-unquote some starters for that game. We'll get back into that conversation, and what is our Nooner poll of the day right after this. You want to get in on that conversation, you can do that right now at 414-677-1250. That's 414-677-1250 to get in on the Nicolay Law Fan Talk and Text Line. How do you feel about Jordan Love and some starters sitting on Sunday? We'll have that discussion right after this on 9 to noon on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network and powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.